Shus Rabbanim Kihila. It's obviously the worst day that I have to speak, and Kinnah Chaf Aleph needs no introduction. There's confusion in the Velt. For some people, there's an Avaida these past 9 days of Atzos, and Rachmana Letzlan may stem or cause a certain lack of Amunah in Hashem. That there's a limitation, Hashem may be cruel, Rachmana Letzlan. But the reality is that Hashem is always giving us the full bracha. Just some of us are not zaycha, some of us are not kli kibbles because of our averus. Mishenichnas av matim v'simcha, it can't be a stira to be mekabel kladim v'simcha, b'sever panim yafos, or being oved Hashem v'simcha. That can't be the pshat. Maybe one of the pshatim could be is that it's a time that we think of tshuva, we think of our chataim, we're depressed because of our chataim. But we recognize the great losses of the Beis HaMikdash and our gedolim and many of our loved ones. To recognize the loss, that's the aside. But a Rebbe of mine from Chicago said, when his best friend died in a car crash, that the difference between him and the boy's mother is he recognized the loss and he came to fill the void. And his mom, who didn't fill the void, she became ill and never, whatever, you can't judge. But there's so many losses that Klai Yisrael has gone through. We have to recognize the loss. But the aside is to fill the void. People don't want another Tisha B'Av, they want Mashiach, they want the Beis HaMikdash, not because we're selfish, we're lazy, we don't like Nisyonos. Klai Yisrael is great. We're Amid Ben Asayan. The Chavetz Chaim writes in Speech of Yeshua that the great people just become greater. That's how it goes. The great people just become greater, and it's an opportunity for Schar. But the reason why we are in Tsar, and the reason why we want the Beis HaMikdash, is because of the Shekhinah. Hashem gave us a house he wanted good for us. He put so much in his house, and he had to take it away. Just to understand, recognize the loss, and maybe hopefully we'll be Zaychus Yad Yishmaya to fill the void of our great Gedolim. My first year in Eretz Yisrael, I was learning Sanhedrin. In the Gemara about Yehuda ben Bava, a tremendous tzaddik. He was so into the Messiah. He understood the importance of Smicha. No matter what his Talmidim needed to learn from him, he would do anything. He would teach them all the Torah. The Gemara later on in Chelek says that a person who refrains from teaching Torah to a Talmud, since it's everyone equal, everyone's equal right to learn Torah, the person like a sieve, Yehuda ben Bava, was the epitome of someone who did not withhold anything back. Even when the Romans made a decree against Smicha, he gave Smicha. And when the Romans found out they were chasing after him, he didn't want his Talmidim, the Messiah, to be wrecked, even though at the time he was probably the greatest, and person, Chayecha Komin, a person cares about himself. That's just the nature of man also. But still, he was willing to put himself to be the puppet while they just pierce him and pierce him and pierce him. But the irony, the why is he being pierced? He didn't withhold any Torah. He wanted to give smicha. But you look through the whole Kinnah Chaf Aleph, it's so ironic. Every single type of way that they passed away just didn't make any sense. It's the least to be expected. Aside from the fact that they're so holy, why should they even die? But the way they died, the hashkacha and the chachma that the Rishayim had, and how they killed them, it's incredible. And so it's obvious that it's not anything to do with them. And that has to be the understanding. It's because of some of Klai Yisrael's chatayim that caused these gedolim to pass away. But it's not them. They're so pure. Rechutzvi is just a holy tongue. He would never say anything bad about another yid. He was always talking in Torah. There was no Kabbalah's Mysis, and still birds were burning over his words of Torah as they flew by. The holy Rav Chutzpis and his tongue was cut out and thrown in a trash can. The Gaim knew the Kokos of our Gedolim, and that's the whole shot behind Esav, son of Yaakov. The Esav understands our Galus. We need to understand our Galus. We need to recognize the loss and fill the void.